How's my favorite mother-in-law? Great. Well, while we wait for your son to get here, let's grab some tea. I've already made a cup for you. Come, sit on the couch. So, did you pack up everything all right? I mean, you're gonna be staying here a whole month. I'd hate for you to lack the necessities. Well, that's good. I'm glad you have enough free time to take care of the place while I'm gone. Yeah, your son is great, and he should be able to do all the chores while I'm gone, but he's a bit forgetful. Plus, he's gonna need someone to cook for him and take care of him, and since you're always saying that you're better at taking care of him than me, it makes sense it should go to you. Melissa, we've had a strained relationship ever since I started dating your son. I mean, first you had issue with the way I dressed. I believe the words you used were a no good, hot topic, pagan slut. But don't worry, I've let go of that, and I've accepted that we aren't really going to be friends without a lot of work. But I think we can at least try to be respectful. We both want him to be happy. He's your son and my husband, and I don't think he's made any happier by having his wife and his mother hate each other. I know you think I took him away from you by moving him out here, so I figured that surprising him with a month of mom-son quality time would be a great way for us to bridge the gap. Now, did you enjoy your tea? I figured you drank it down pretty fast. How are you feeling? You're looking a little stiff. What's the matter, Melissa? Can't talk? Perfect. Then I can see the potion is taking effect. Now I can speak openly with you for once. Oh, Melissa, you never really did ask what I did for a living. I mean, I work for a company that makes new medicines, but you never took the time to ask what I really do. I'm not just a receptionist. I'm not even a normal scientist, Melissa. I'm a witch. Yeah, all those Facebook posts you make about big pharma conducting unholy rituals, they're actually a lot closer to life than most people think. It's not really that grim, though. It's a lot like regular medical research, but with less test tubes and more cauldrons. You'd be surprised how many medicines are actually magic potions with different ingredients on the labels. You want to know the actual reason I'm leaving for a whole month? I'm going to a coven meeting to see if I can sell a brand new discovery to the companies. I invented a potion that actually increases the size of a man's dick. It's like all those online ads you see on porn sites, except it actually does add inches to a man's length. We probably won't even need to advertise it. Every man is going to shout how successful it is from the rooftops. And to think, you called me a no good, hot topic pagan slut. Well, now your opinion doesn't really matter. Right now, you're not even a person. You're a sex doll. Yeah, another potion of mine. This one is something I keep for personal use. It's a fascinating potion. Basically, it puts your body into an unmoving stasis, with the exception of the nervous system. You aren't going to feel any pain while it's active, and all the normal bodily functions are frozen. Your more vulnerable parts are reinforced so that you don't get damaged. That's why you don't need to blink right now. Your eyes are magically shielded. The much more difficult part was getting your body to look and feel just a little artificial, getting rid of body hair, blemishes, that sort of thing. That's going to be important to my plan. You wouldn't be a very good present if you were obviously real. Oh, that's him. Try to keep quiet. He's going to be so excited. Hey, baby. I'm all packed up and ready to go, but I want to give you a gift before I leave. Well, you know how we've been doing some mother-son role play? Mm-hmm. And you remember weeks ago when you admitted to having real fantasies about your actual mom? Mm-hmm. Come check out the couch. That's right, baby. I got you a sex doll customized to look just like your mom. I know, it's a little weird, and I was gonna get a doll that looked like me, but while I was there, I figured, why give him a redundant doll that will be useless in a month when I can give him a doll that feeds into one of his deepest fantasies? Yeah, you say you don't actually want to fuck your mom, but let's be honest, it's not because she's unattractive. Honey, your mom is hot. Even I have no issue saying that. The problem is with your mom's personality. You associate her so much with punishments and restrictions. I just thought if you had a version of your mom that's sweet and submissive like I am when we role play, you would have a nice, positive outlet for all this aggression you have toward her. Come on, sweetie. The reason we cut off contact with her and moved all the way out here was not just because she treated me like crap. It's because she didn't respect you enough to treat you like an actual adult. So, if I'm being completely honest, I just think it would be really, really hot to watch you fuck your mom, even if it is just a sex doll. Just give it a chance, baby. I spent quite a lot on it. It would be a shame to waste it. I promise you'll love it. Oh, just come sit down on the couch with me and her, okay? We'll have her between us so we can both play with her. Oh, you recognize her outfit? Well, I'm glad you do. It's meant to feel very realistic, and your mom's fashion sense is pretty unique. It was hard to find clothes like this on short notice. That dress, it was hard to find. Now, go ahead and touch her. Hun, you've spent all of your life with her teasing you. If you could touch any part of your mom's body, what would it be? No, don't think about it. Just grab it. Ooh, you like her tits. Mm. They are big and soft. You know, for a modest and godly woman, she does like these low-cut dresses. Makes me wonder if she secretly likes people leering at her, imagining what they would do to violate and corrupt her. It would be so satisfying to turn that holier-than-thou look of hers into the face of an empty-headed slut. Unable to think or care about anything except what her owners desire. Don't hog her tits, baby. She's my fuck toy, too. Let me feel them. She's so well built, isn't she? Her tits are so big and round. Oh, and her hair delicately falls to her shoulders. Her lips look so full and soft. You don't mind if I make out with your mom a bit, do you, honey? Thank you. Ooh, they even got her little ears right. I just want to nibble on them a bit. How do you like your new body, Melissa? I like it You were a bad mother, but you were a great sex toy. I'm sorry, baby. I should let you take one of your mom's holes, shouldn't I? You're so hard. You're almost bursting out of your pants. Let's get those off. You want to use her butt first? Well, that does sound like a good punishment considering what a pain in the ass she is. Oh, I'm so glad I tested that new potion on you. Here, let me turn your mom's head so she knows what she's about to get. Your size was fine before, but now... Oh, it's almost scary how big it is. I remember having to use magic on myself so it would fit. I don't know if your poor mommy doll will be able to take it. Wait, I've got an idea. Fetch some of my magic chalk from my purse. The pink kind. I'm feeling perky today. Now, let's bend our toy here over the couch. Push up her skirt and pull down her panties. Oh my. Oh, she has such a big fat ass, doesn't she? I'm not sure if that's actually what your mom's butt is like or if it's from the doll making company. The company that made the doll. So it's actually what your mom's ass looks like, huh? Did you have a lot of time to memorize it growing up? You are adorable when you blush. All right, let's get to work. I just need to draw a rune here on the tip of her tailbone. And then, there we go. Oh, it's just a little body modification rune. I just cast a little spell on our sex toy here to change how it works. That little bum hole right there now produces a steady amount of lubricant. It's kind of like if an ass could get wet like a pussy, only way more slippery. It's an idea that came to me a while ago, but I never had a chance to test it. If everything works, it should also have body heat and magically clean itself every 6 hours. Oh well, I already knew I was sexy and brilliant, but it's nice of you to remind me. Okay, come on. I'm dying to see that ass tested. Let me suck you off first. Give the spell some time to kick in. What a good boy you are. Looking over and appreciating my special gift for you. Even if it is a little unconventional. Such a perfect cock for punishing your mother's asshole. So fucking thick. Do you think she's ever been fucked in the ass before? She should have been. Every time she was a bitch to us, she should have had a massive cock like this shoved into her sweet ass. You have a problem with that, baby? Oh, is it bad that your wife fantasizes about watching your mom get raped? It can't be that bad if I imagine you're the one doing it. I know it's fucked up, but can we just pretend? Oh, can we pretend that we're raping your real mom? Thank you, sweetie. I'm getting so wet just thinking about it. Okay. Well, let's stop putting it off and put it in already. Fuck. Oh, even with lube, it's hard to get your dickhead into her tight little ass. It's like she's trying to keep your fat cock out of her. Well, how dare she? How dare she try to keep your cock outside of her? Your mother's ass is your property. She doesn't get to say no. Go ahead, force it in. It doesn't matter if she breaks, baby. She's just a fuck toy for you. There you go. Look at that itty bitty hole stretching around your cock. Yeah, take it a bit slow now. In and out. Get a little deeper inside every time. Let the lube soak your cock. Her pain doesn't matter, but I wouldn't want you hurting that wonderful bitch breaker of yours. Oh, that is so hot. Watching you slowly reshape your mother's ass to your cock. She's always been such a prim and proper Christian woman. How do you think she would react to her own son raping her virgin ass? Oh, I can feel your heart racing through your pulse in your neck. She spent so long worrying about losing you because you've grown up. Imagine how she would feel having her sweet little boy violating her in a way she's never felt before. Oh, I think she'd be scared. She would cry and pretend it's all a dream, but that wouldn't help her. She can't punish you. She's utterly powerless. She would break eventually, especially if I made some magical adjustments to her mind. It's what she deserves, really, for being such a bad mother. You like that, baby. You like the idea of corrupting your mother with this big mommy-breaking cock of yours? Twisting her mind more and more with every drop of hot, incestuous cum that you force into her. Oh, your balls deep in her ass now. Go ahead, baby. Let loose. Punish your mom's ass. Take all that pent-up anger and lust and use it on her. She fucking deserves it. Oh, God. Oh, baby. I'm so wet watching you rape your mom's asshole. Watching you punish that bitch. I know, baby. I know it feels good. It feels good to force yourself deep inside her virgin ass. Oh, God. Oh, honey. I can see how tight she is. I can see how hard she's wrapped around your cock. Oh, baby. Oh, my fucking pussy is dripping watching you. Oh, fuck. I know you want to come inside of her, but you need to save up your load for later. I have more plans for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, that was so hot. Isn't she so convenient? A nice set of holes you can bury yourself in whenever you want. You can spend all day fucking your mom's ass and then leave your cock inside of her all night. Oh, I can make it so she'll contract her hole and massage your cock like a perfect little anal whore if you want. That'll give you some nice wet dreams. But I think we can do more with this. I want to see this doll moving around. I want to watch her act like a person when we use her. With some creative rune work, I could sort of bring the doll to life. It won't have true free will, but it'll be less of a sex doll and more of a sex bot. We could order her around, make her do chores. We could even make her orgasm if we want. Would you like that? Having a sex bot mommy you can use and abuse any way you like. Okay, set her on the ground. I'll start drawing the right runes. Oh, let's put a lube rune over her pussy first so she'll be nice and ready later. My mind is already buzzing with ideas of what we'll do to her. We can dress her up as a slutty maid and make her clean the place. Ooh, we could spill something and make her get on her knees to clean it up, and then you could just walk right up to her and rape her while she tries to keep the house clean like a good mom. She'd probably start bending over to clean all the time, thinking that's how it's done. All right, the runes to enable lubrication are done. And I've modified her to react to sexual stimuli. In other words, she can move, but only when she's coming. She can't consciously move her body, but when she comes, her limbs will tense up and her pussy will grip and massage you in ways no real woman could do. Of course, she can't consciously do anything because it's a doll. She's just responding once a pleasure threshold is reached. She doesn't have a brain unless we give her one. We agreed that we'll be bringing her to life. Let's put the slave mark on now and worry later about how we're gonna fill her head. All right. We start with a stylized little her just over her mound. And then we add on a few additions so she won't harm us or herself. We'll leave some space so we can add on to it later. What was that, baby? Oh, you recognize it? Well, it makes sense. It's sometimes called a womb tattoo, but the actual term for it is the mark of reproductive ownership and sexual enslavement. The general idea is that it's not supposed to be used by anyone except couples that want to stay together forever. It works by amplifying the love that someone has for someone else to the point where they become incredibly loyal and obedient. But, of course, since this is just a doll, it doesn't quite work that way. It'll basically just make the doll's first conscious thought about how much it loves its new masters. We could even give her a little algorithm for processing conversations that grows over time, but that would take forever for it to be any good. It would basically just be a dumb chatbot. But it doesn't have to be that way. If we wanted, we could copy the brain of someone else. Like, for example, your real mom. Well, she'll have your mom's memories, and she'll see you as a son and remember raising you. But the slave mark will overwrite all of that. She'll be your submissive little mommy slut and never refuse you, unless you order her to. I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to feel the thrill of raping your mommy while she cries and tries to fight you off. It'll be such an improvement over your old, overbearing mom. She'll be totally subservient and eager to please us. Well, yeah, she'll obey me too. It'll be fine. If our orders contradict, she'll just obey mine. Well, of course she'll obey my orders over yours. It's my magic bringing her to life. She couldn't disobey me unless we made a dumb password system, and that's just not good for a sex slave. Honey, are you thinking about what I would make her do to you? Well, you do have a submissive streak sometimes. Maybe you would appreciate your mommy being a little more forceful with you. All right, then. We'll set it up so that if you go all day without using your mom doll, she'll be ordered to track you down and take what's hers. Sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? You spend all day being a good boy, not using your sex slave mom, and as a reward, she shuffles like a robot into your room while you're in bed and politely asks if you want to use her. And then when you refuse, like the good boy you are, she pulls off your PJs and starts sucking your cock to get you nice and hard. You wouldn't be able to fight her off for long. She might not have your muscle mass, but unlike you, her muscles won't get tired. Eventually, you'll lose energy and give in. I wonder what she'll do if I give her the vague order to make you come. Will she just suck you off? She might. But I think she'll be frustrated with you neglecting her and make you come inside of her pussy. Maybe I should make her send me a video of it. I would love to watch you struggling not to come in your mom while she coos and tells you what a good boy you are. I want to hear you whimper and moan while she tells you how she's raping you because she loves you. Because good boys like you deserve to get raped. You are so fucking hard right now. I'm definitely doing that. I'm half tempted to order her to rape you right now. But we gotta get the slave mark right. I've managed to finish all the runes. I even got the mind copy spell ready to go. I already had a lock of your mom's hair, so it'll work. She won't be able to speak quite yet, but you'll have a horny, submissive sex slave with all the memories and love that your mom has for you. That should be enough for the first month. The spells will trigger all at once, but I'm gonna need your help. Well, the spell requires putting a part of yourself inside your slave. Now, this can work with a finger, but I think we both know what part you want to use. Go ahead, stick your cock inside your mommy's pussy. She deserves it for being such a good toy. What? Why is she tensing up like that? Her limbs are getting stiff and her pussy is convulsing like crazy. Is she having an orgasm already? I mean, you only got the head in. I guess I made her a bit oversensitive. We can fix that later. Keep going. Don't stop until you're as deep as you can possibly get. Look how much you're stretching your mom's pussy. Oh, don't you feel guilty? That's the hole you came from, and you're stretching it out more than you did when she birthed you. Oh, you like knowing that you're ruining your mom, don't you? She won't be satisfied with anyone else after this. She'll be yours forever. I almost feel bad for... Is she still coming? Oh my god, I don't think she stopped coming since you put your cock in her. Every orgasm is just rolling into the next. If she needed to breathe, I don't think she'd get the chance. Well, it's a good thing she's definitely just a sex doll, because if she was conscious during this, her brain would start melting away until her head was an empty, horny mess. Now, the spell works better the deeper the master is inside. If he's fully sheathed, then it's the most effective. Let's try to get you deeper inside of her. Can you do that? No? What do you mean you already hit the bottom? Oh, right. You're massive. Well, we could recast a spell so that you both fit together, but it'll take a little... What are you doing? Oh, wow. Oh, you're really bashing into her. Are you trying to get past your mother's cervix? Oh, holy fuck, that is so hot. Fucking do it, baby. Fuck her. Force yourself back inside of her womb. Rape your way back inside her. Oh, fuck, you're in. Oh, my God. Don't come yet, baby. I know it's hard, but don't come just yet, okay? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can literally see the head of your cock poking out from underneath her skin. Oh, it's amazing. And look at our little doll's face. Oh, her eyes are rolled up and her tongue is sticking out. And she's still coming on her own son's cock. Oh, sweetie. Don't pretend like you didn't already figure it out. You wouldn't have thought that a sex doll had a uterus unless you knew it wasn't really a sex doll. I'm not even gonna ask how you figured it out. You're barely coherent, baby, and I don't blame you. You have your mother's womb wrapped around the head of your cock and her pussy constantly convulsing around the rest of it. The only reason you haven't blown your load is because your cock belongs to me. Yes, it does, you silly boy. I put a rune on you years ago that lets me control when you can come. I've just been very, very lax with it. I like to let you jerk off when you want. But that ends now. From now on, you will only come inside your own mother when I'm not around. Why? Well, I've decided it's time for us to have kids. After all, we're about to become very rich. We can afford it. But since the coven frowns on motherhood and discourages powerful witches like me from getting pregnant, I've decided to use a different path. Getting a surrogate. You see these little double wings on the womb tattoo? Well, those aren't just for show. It means it allows fertility transfer. Basically, I'm taking your mom's ovaries and filling them up with my eggs. I got the idea from an erotic audio about a year ago. This way, I get to avoid getting pregnant and will have lots of strong witch daughters. I hope you're not angry with me, sweetie. I am sorry. Not for enslaving your mom, she deserves it, but I am sorry for lying and springing this on you. I didn't know whether to tell you months ago or keep it a surprise. Thank you, sweetie. I love you too. Now, let's put the finishing touches on our new breeding toy. I still can't believe you actually went past her cervix. She won't get any injury from it, but fuck, it's hot. I wonder if you can feel me rubbing the head through your mom's skin. You know, Freud said that men become attracted to their mothers because they have a desire to return to the comfort and safety of her womb. Is that what you're feeling now, baby? Do Do you feel comfort and safety right now? Or do you just feel an intense need to breed? A need to dominate and conquer? You literally have your first home, your mother's womb, wrapped around your cock like a condom. And you feel nothing but the perverse thrill of defiling it with your incestuous seed, impregnating her. And why wouldn't you? You don't need comfort from her. All you need is a nice set of holes to come into and breed. Do you feel me rubbing her belly, huh? You feel my fingers dragging across that bulge, across the swollen head of your cock. What if I give that spot a little kiss? Oh, she's no longer your mother. She's just a sex toy. An incubator for you and your beautiful, magical wife. Now that the roles have been established, time to truly make her ours. Now do it, baby. Breed her. Fucking do it. Oh my god. Unload every fucking drop inside of her. Oh fuck, it's happening. Oh my god, I can literally see her belly filling up. Oh my god. Oh, she's swelling with your seed. Oh my god, please, please keep coming. Keep going. Fill your rape slut mother. Oh fuck. You were so bent up. Oh. I did not see all that coming. Puns aside, you definitely got your mom pregnant. Probably with multiples. Yeah, that fertility transfer spell is no joke. Witches age a lot slower and stay fertile longer. Your mom basically got 4 times the eggs she'd normally have. So she's more fertile now than she's been at any other point in her life. Oh, like fuck. If that was one of your normal loads blown right into her womb like that, I'd have expected no less than a set of quadruplets. But you literally filled the bitch up like a balloon. It wouldn't surprise me if this family is in double digits in 9 months. Oh, this was such a good idea.